This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So far this year, the NASDAQ stock index has fallen 30%, S&P 500 down 21%. This affects the 58% of Americans who hold stocks. It affects the companies whose value is built on these stocks. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reminds us, it affects nonprofits, including those doing charitable work.
It's a nerve-wracking time for a lot of nonprofits.
In part due to stock market volatility, in part due to inflation, in part due to potential for recession.
Rick Cohen at the National Council of Nonprofits says what happens with the stock market can negatively affect organizations in a couple of ways. For one, some nonprofits have endowments or investments.
They see decreases in those, which makes them less able to deal with whatever the next crisis facing us is.
And when the stock market goes down, some donors also tend to pull back. Kathleen McCarthy at the Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society at CUNY says that's particularly true with donors who aren't wealthy.
When the middle class sees prices going up and their investments going down, they're going to be much, much less likely to give.
But a big drop in the market in June is less likely to affect charitable giving than a drop in December.
It's really the end of year changes from the prior end of year that proved to be significantly related to changes in household giving in particular.
Patrick Rooney is with Indiana University's School of Philanthropy.
Middle of the year, other parts of the year, volatility is emotionally disruptive and may have political ramifications.
But he says it doesn't usually seem to have much of an effect on how much people give. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.